page 107. Exercise E. Listen for details. Segment 1.
Today I want to introduce you to some people who live in Gulu in Uganda. Uganda is in East Africa. We'll learn how they have worked their way out of poverty. So, this girl's family was able to buy this goat. The goat's milk helps feed her family. Any extra milk brings in money for the family. And this woman owns a farm. She was able to expand her farm and grow vegetables to sell at the local market. With that money, she can send her children to school. Both of these families got help from an organization called the Community Action Fund for Women in Africa, CAFWA, which helps women work toward a better future. CAFWA is based in the Gulu district in northern Uganda. Gulu is one of the poorest regions in the world. More than 50% of the population of Gulu lives below the international poverty line. More than half of them depend on farming. So, what kind of help did these families get? They got microloans from CAFWA. A microloan is different from a regular bank loan. First of all, the amounts are very low, usually between $50 and $100. Second, the borrowers don't need any collateral. What's collateral? Well, when you borrow money to buy a house, for example, if you don't pay back the loan, the bank will take your house. The house is your collateral. The people in Gulu are unable to provide collateral. Finally, the interest on a microloan is low enough that most borrowers can pay back the loan, usually between 10 and 30%. Before they got the loans, the women in Gulu barely made enough to feed their families. They were in a cycle of poverty. After the microloans, they were able to invest in their farms and sell their products for a profit. With part of the profit, they paid back the loan.